Hi, Edu. Welcome to Dan's World. I would like to ask you some thing. The first question, I read on the website, on your website, that you start play drums because your father was a musician. So you started because you want to follow his route, or just because you want kick ass and rocking all the time?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, my father was a professional drummer for 34 years. So, well, I born with drums in my blood, because my dad, my father was drummer, my uncle is singer, so my family, everybody has a musical talent. So I start playing very, very, very early because I saw my father doing, so, oh, nice. Every kid likes drums, you know. They see a drum, they, wow. So it's same with me. But when I made a, let me remember, 9 years old, 10 years old, like every Brazilian boy, I wanted to be soccer player, football player. So I let the drums beside me. So I'll play in some clubs in Brazil. 16, I give up. No, I want to be a drummer. So since my 14. So when I do 16 years old, I became a professional drummer.
Okay, you left sport for the music. It's better. The other question is for all drummers that listen to our program. About how many hours do you play a day if you're not in tournée, for example, not in this moment?
Wow, I don't play in my home. Never. 5 years I don't do this anymore. Because I don't have time to do this, because I have Tempest, but in Brazil I have a job with, I work with music, but I have other stuff, other bands, like teaching drums, so I don't have much time to stop in my home and practice. And I practice in shows, just when I play in shows I'm practicing, because I don't have much time to practice in my home or watch a instruction video. I don't know. I don't have much patience to do this anymore.
Oh, it's okay. And do you have a particular drummer that you really like and you would like to become, not as him, but you would like to take example of?
Well, so many, but let me try to tell you maybe two. Well, the first, Mike Portnoy, is my master. Since Mike Portnoy playing, I was fuck. So the first one, and the first drummer I ever hear playing when I 4 years old, it's Eric Carr from Kiss. So these two I like very much. I like so many drummers: Scott Rockenfield of Queensryche. Wow, Virgil Donati, many, many, many drummers, but Mike Portnoy is to me the first one.
All great name. So last question is not a question. I would like you to tell you something about people who listen to music that doesn't hear rock music because they prefer MTV or something like that. Would you tell you something to that people? I know something like, come on, let's hear rock.
Well, I don't know what to say, because I like new stuff too, different stuff, rock and roll, of course. I like rock. That's it. New, old. The next rock and roll, I don't know, people I don't know what to say to these people. They like this, so we try to do in our songs something new, you know. But our roots, it's we have something from the past, you know, like Queensryche, old stuff, new stuff, Queensryche. So we have new things, new influence. Especially me, because I like new stuff, like different things, like I can't remember right now the names, but I like to watch some not this hip hop and that shit. No, I don't like this. Of rock, I like rock. So I hope the people can enjoy more rock and roll, old, new, just rock and roll.
Okay, thank you, Edu, so much. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy this journey in Italy, and I hope your tournée will go very well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Sorry about my English. It's not too good, but I try to explain. But thank you for the interview, and hope to come back very soon to Italy. Best place I've been in this tour, with playing Holland, Germany, Italy, the most beautiful city, country of that we visit in this tour. So I had a name, Italian name. My name is Edu Cominato.
Okay.
So I have some roots here too. Thank you.
Thank you too. Welcome back to Italy. Okay. See you. Bye.